Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, 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 Leavers, Believers, and Freddie and Shady, if you're listening, shout out to you, you get a special mention. My name's Tanya, and welcome to Leaving Hillsong. Wow, I tell you what has been Leaving Hillsong is a hell of a lot of money, probably your money, and it has been leaving like a sinking ship. Water running, I don't know what you want to call it, but man, it has been pouring out. The documents that the whistleblower supplied to Andrew Wilkie, MP, under whistleblower legislation, the remainder of the supporting documents were released online, finally, all at once. And there is a link to the kind of 18,000 documents that were supplied in this most urgent of circumstances, especially given that our tax office, the ATO, the charity registry, the ACNC, and ASIC, our Securities and Investments Commission, failed to act. So there's been a bit of a kicking of the old hornet's nest here. And it's been really interesting because everybody that is going through these documents is noticing different things. Different things stick out to different people and seem important. We read Julie Roy's was like, why is Bobby drinking 8 juices for $100, whatever she was doing? It's just different levels of wow to different people. So I know that for a lot of people it's quite difficult to look at it. It really is hard to look at. It's such disgusting, repugnant disrespect and contempt for the people that they extorted this money out of. But I do think it is a really important thing to do, even if you can only do a little bit or bits and pieces here and there, just to have a look for yourself so that you know for you what's important to you. You know, you'll have your own proof, you'll have your own interpretations, you'll have your own take on the whole thing. And I just don't want for people to kind of worry that they can't do it or that they're not up to the task. None of us are up to the task. It's repulsive. So, you know, but have a look around for yourself. We've got this chance to look at the books, to look at honesty and clarity, and there it is right in your face, and yeah, it will make you sick. But I think it's really important to feel sick and to really know. When you can, have a swim around in the old cesspool there. So anyway, as you know, we've been looking in horror and laughing in, you know, kind of maniacal hysteria. And I got a message from someone called SJ, who is one of our your community here in the Living Hillsong community, yeah? And she said, like, can we chat about this? I've been looking at these documents. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Let's get somebody else's perspective that, you know, we hadn't had a conversation before you hear this interview. It's really important to me that this forum be able to be shared and shared amongst as many people as possible. So please, if you want to talk, reach out, let me know. I never know who wants to be bothered and who's busting to tell a story. The link to this document is on Leaving Hillsong Facebook and Instagram, and I downloaded all the documents, put them in a drive, and I've put the link on in the bio and Instagram. So you can either download them from the original website or from the drive or wherever you like, chuck in some comments, do what you want. Let's make this a community mural, make it one big horror show that we're all in together. So SJ wasn't going to be allowed to just sit down and have a chat and put her through the grill. And it was amazing what we came up with. Some of this you'll cry and some of this you'll laugh. But I really, really hope you enjoy our chat. It's called The Kind of People That They Are.
SJ contacted me kind of, not randomly, but kind of sent a message through saying, hey, like, can we talk about these documents that I've been reading? And I was like, well, yeah, sure, because here at Leaving Hillsong, we try to do everything a little bit differently. And like, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow and then, do you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to be all on your own. So do you know what I mean? I want to be able to share this thing around. Well, you know what I mean? But like, we've got to make it as inclusive as possible to do everything as opposite to them as possible. So
let's
pass that speaking stick around. What prompted you? I mean, tell me a little bit, like, I know a tiny bit about your background, but tell us, like, what prompted you to reach out and be like, oh, I want to speak.
I've been, I grew up in a little bit of background. I'm not a former Hillsongite. I'm the churches I went to were like loosely affiliated with church, with Hillsong. They were kind of wannabe Hillsongs.
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and that was all through high school. And then I went to Bible college for a little wee while.
So you're born into a Christian home? Is that how that?
Not really. So, well, sort of. I mean,
how do you get involved in church?
So it was a Christian / alcoholic household, if you know. So
a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Church on Sunday, but pub every other day of the week. So not so much my dad, but certainly my mum. I was born in the UK. We moved to Australia when I was 6, and church at that point just it wasn't even a weekly thing. We just weren't going at all. And then when I was 13, my dad got sick. I'd been going to a youth group, like with a neighbour, just sporadically every now and again. And when I was 13, my dad died. And this...
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't great, but, you know, I will say that particular youth pastor at that church and his family were beyond kind. Good. To me and wonderful. To my family. They were wonderful people. Still in touch with them, actually.
So you have the good stories, yeah?
Yeah, the rest of them, not so much. But that particular couple, definitely. So after high school, I had this thing. I'm like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it properly. So if I'm going to be a Christian and I'm going to give my life to the Lord and surrender and all that jazz, then I actually really want to know everything. I want to know what I'm, you know. Yeah. So I had so many questions. So I went, okay, I'll go to Bible college. And I did just a year sort of introduction to Christian studies thing. It was a school leavers program. It's a multi-denominational college. So look, I wouldn't know any names off the top of my head now, except for the hot boy that was in my class, Mark. Hi, Mark. If you're at
be careful, like, they totally turn up randomly and then you're like, oh, hi.
happened to me a couple of months ago. But anyway, yes.
No, married, being clear, just joking. Yeah, so Bible college. And I didn't graduate because at the end of the, you know, the year, I'm there going, well, I've still got all these questions and I'm really sick of being told that I've just got to have more faith. I've just got to have faith and that, you know, it's not for me to know. And, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And I was told that I was, you know, that having the kind of, you know, inquisitive mind that I had wasn't good and that I should just be content with these blanket answers that I was getting. So that didn't sit there very well with me. So I left and I went traveling. I wound up in Queensland and met my now husband. That was 24 years ago.
Congratulations. And, yes.
On and off 24 years. Anyway. but so the funny thing is though, like, because, you know, I'm really interested in religious trauma and the effects that it has. And, you know, now in hindsight, I can look at all these kind of decisions that I made that were really based out of like trauma that, you know, so like even, so my husband and I were together for 8 years before we got married. Mm-hmm. And when we got married and we had a daughter, and so I had always felt like I couldn't walk into a church because I had a child and I didn't have a husband, you know, so I felt like I would be subjugated. And that comes back to, you know, in my teen years, having seen, you know, a young couple in the youth have to apologize to the entire congregation for getting pregnant and then getting booted out of the church anyway. So it wasn't until afterwards that I understood that that was the thing that had prevented me from going back. So then when I got married, I thought, oh, I'm a legitimate wife. I can, mm-hmm. I can go back mm-hmm. to, I can go home. Oh. And yeah, so I regrettably dove back into the ACC world and went really head first. Like I was volunteering 30 hours a week in the office. Okay. And running the food ministry and you name it, so much stuff. So yeah, and it's interesting now because I know there was a particular woman in the ladies ministry and she'd taken a certain shine to me and she was trying to, now I look back and I think she was trying to sort of shine me up. Okay. To be, because I, you know, I am a performer, I do theatre and stand-up comedy, and so I do have, okay, the ability to get up in front of people and convince them of stuff, and I've worked in sales and, you know, all of that. So I think she actually saw, and, you know, some of them in leadership saw that, you know, that could be something that could be moulded and nurtured into, you know, another perhaps itinerant preacher or pastor in training or, you know, whatever.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I look at these documents with all of these numbers and I go, damn it.
Seriously.
I missed the opportunity for a very, very comfortable life.
What was wrong with us? Like a woman said to me the other day, like all these ideals and like standards and stuff. Like,
yeah. Oh, mate,
that pesky little conscience. I got in trouble one time
when I was running the like the cafe ministry, the food ministry. I used to get into a lot of trouble when I was doing that because the ministry wasn't making any profits because I made sure that I overbought, overcooked, and then I always had food in the freezer for people who were hungry. Yeah, but apparently that's not the purpose of a food ministry.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I've lost my train of thought, but it just bothers me. But even, that's what I was going to say. So I remember getting in trouble for buying home brand milk. Now, the milk was poured into insulated drugs because this is in Queensland, so it's quite hot, so you don't leave it out in the, you know, in the bottle. So no one knows what kind of milk it is. But I wasn't allowed to buy home brand milk because we have a spirit of excellence, culture of excellence and spirit of excellence, and you know, we are we're the sons and daughters of the King of Kings, so we don't buy cheap home brand milk.
that's an interesting mentality, Esther. Seriously, right there, I wonder if that filters right on up to first class.
Oh, yeah.
Because, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm a son of God.
Well, it's funny because I'm even looking through, like, some of these documents and the donations that they've made, like, I saw one there for Kabbalah Ministries. So that's Janine Kabbalah.
Okay, because we've missed that one. Who's Kabbalah?
So Janine Kabbalah, she very much promotes that kind of, you know, it's all about women. She's got this pink book. I think it's even called Princess. And it's all about, like, you are the daughter of the king. You know, you are, and it's all about go and get your hair done. You know, if you're wrinkled and you don't feel good about yourself, get some Botox. And like, it is the most ridiculous thing. And I'm paraphrasing. I haven't read the book for quite a while, but it was on my shelf and I did buy it and I did read it. You know, so I'm paraphrasing, but so I don't want to get, you know, told off for misquoting, but you know, that's the general vibe.
We don't do that here. Yeah. We like a good misquote. Okay. So hang on, somewhere between food ministry and reading these documents, what happened? You're on the food ministry 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Then
look. I don't even know how to. Slipping away, and it was a bit gradual. There was this and this and this and this and this. It all sort of built up, and things that made my eye twitch and raise my eyebrows and all of that.
I've twitched, I guess.
So final nail in the coffin for me. My daughter was attending one of the schools attached to one of these churches.
Okay.
And I was at the school for something. I can't remember.
How had you found the school before whatever?
It was so bad. I pulled her out of the school she was in because someone at the church had told me that I had enrolled her in the devil's playground and that everything that was going to come on her was my fault for enrolling her in a public school. So, you know, we really couldn't afford private school, but we did. We, you know, made it work. Sent her to the school attached to the church. Now, there were red flags and, you know, things that you just sort of, you know, keep on going past. And I was in there one day and I'm sure she was in trouble for something and I was there to see someone about it. And she's her mother's daughter after all. I overheard a conversation and I don't know if this adult was a teacher, a staff member, a church leader, a interested passerby or whatever. But this senior student was saying to this adult that they were really struggling with year 12 and that they were going to have to drop out of the chapel band because their studies were suffering and they didn't have it in them to do everything. And this person turned around to this year 12 student and said, no, you need to honour the commitment that you've made to God and to that chapel music band. And if you honour your promise to God, God will honour you. And if you're in an exam and you don't know the answer, you just pray and God will honour you. Oh. And at that point, I just went, nah.
Okay.
No. So that was a really big one. And then so that shifted and all of a sudden the brakes were on, you know, hard. But then obviously in the years since, it's really, there's just been so much unpacking and all the stuff that, like I say, you see, but you put your blinkers on or you know, you look elsewhere or you just go, oh, I don't understand because I'm not meant to understand or it's not my place to ask or it's not, you know, there's so much.
And I think if I'm guessing where you're heading, when you see numbers on a page, no one can argue with that. When you've been told, when you're told, like, oh, why, you know, why are you such a troublemaker and why can't you just get along? You know,
yeah, and see, I was working, as well as the food ministry, I was also doing admin in the church office. So,
okay.
You know, I was seeing all of the tithing amounts. I was seeing the outgoings. Quite honestly, I think they're actually proportionately worse, if that makes sense. So these are people in a much, much smaller church.
Yeah.
But their incomes aren't that far off in terms of their salaries and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
Yeah. There's some big money getting around in those smaller churches. It's crazy. And a lot of money. And that pastor who was on six figures well into would not allow his phone number to be publicly known to the congregation. You can't just call your pastor.
And how big is this congregation that we're talking?
It's definitely dwindled. There's been some issues and whatnot. But I think at its sort of height, you know, maybe 400 or 500.
Right, so not thousands of people that he wouldn't want.
No, no. But certainly this region's biggest church, definitely.
Okay, and then you came across the document. So, I mean, there's I don't know, I haven't counted, but I don't know. There were talks of 18,000 that were supposed to be tabled in Parliament. So I haven't, like I said, I haven't counted, but there's a lot to go through.
Is that pages?
Yeah, pages, about 18,000 pages.
Oh, God. I think I've gone through about, 180, and I'm already oh my God, but I mean that's quite studiously, not just scanning. Right. I've been going through it and writing notes.
Oh, there's I think there's about 10 documents comprised of a few hundred pages each of bank statements. And then there's three sections where the money really goes. There's three sections called introductory,
intro and summary, yeah,
and summary statements, and they're all made up of about 900 pages, so it's a lot of material.
Yeah, well, I've just gone straight to the intro and summaries.
Beautiful.
I mean, obviously, I feel like that's, you know, I looked at some of the bank statements and stuff, and then I looked at this, and it's like, yeah, but here it's just been put in easier format get all the information. So I think a lot of the information is duplicated in, you know, several places.
Yeah, yeah.
And even in these documents, as I'm going through, I've, you know, like I say, I'm writing little notes and stuff, and then I get further down and then it's the same information just tabled slightly differently or compared with other things.
Because, you know, it's such an interesting task because there's a lot of valuable information in this.
So much. And it's just so interesting. Like, I really wish I had like just a massive wall that I could use a Sharpie on and, you know, create the map of how it all links and the money and the it would just be such an amazing visual, I think. But I don't even think a wall would be big enough.
And there's so many different types of relationships as well. So many people that get flowers, so many different people.
So, like I say, I was going through the years of the donation. So they've sort of focused on 2018, 2019 and 2020 in these tables that I'm looking at here.
Which is pretty recent, you know. So
yeah, that's it. That's not long ago. And it's interesting too to see how the money was still spent even though there was a global pandemic on, and like in 2020, like the travel costs didn't change as much as you would have thought in a time where no one's allowed to go anywhere. And just also all of these incorporated names, these businesses, these corporations, and you know, actually just sitting here looking them up, seeing who runs what and who they're linked to, and it's quite interesting.
Okay.
Pattern Builders Incorporated, I'd never heard of them, but that's apparently another Googlamoochie enterprise in training pastors and mentoring them. What else did I see in the donations? Sorry, I've got so many notes here and they're all over the shop. So the other one that I found really interesting was JC Travel.
They've done nicely out of the Houston family, JC Travel in Baulkham Hills, is that right?
Yes. So now I sort of wrote myself a note going, what does that mean, Jesus Christ Travel, like as a joke, and it actually is.
No.
It is. It's Jesus Christ Travel. No word of a lie.
No, do they exist on the Google? Hang on.
Yeah. They're actually quite a large company. So they are like a corporate travel booking mob. They do a hell of a lot for Hillsong. But they also do other stuff. If you go onto their website, there's even like the praise and worship tours.
Oh, fantastic.
By them and in
wonderful.
In cahoots with Hillsong. Now, interestingly, I saw the thing where it was like, who's Freddie and Shady?
Oh, who's Freddie and Shady?
Freddie is the CEO of JC Travel, and General Manager.
Hey, Freddie and Shady, you made the report.
Yep. Shout out.
I think they got a present. What'd they get, Freddie and Shady?
Oh, they got quite a few presents, actually.
They've got a few $20,000 presents.
Several.
Bookings. But in terms of, I think they got like a birthday present or something. Bobby's a very thoughtful gift giver, she thinks.
I was her friend. I tell you what,
I know.
My back, but God damn, I want some of these gifts.
But then you see, what level of friend you are because the report just came out.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I had that written down too.
But seriously,
hierarchy that comes out in the gifting.
But hello, what else matters? You see, there's the pastor level, of course. You know what I mean? Darren Kiddo got 10 grand. Phil Dooley only got the 2.3. Grant Thompson got a $5,000 retreat. Not that I've thought about this much. When he got, when Grant Thompson said goodbye, he really got a lot of thank you gifts. Thank you, Grant Thompson. Just remember who your mum and dad are and stuff. And yeah, but on the lower levels, on just your next kind of on your basic porn level. No, but do you know what I mean? Like your general punter.
Yeah, kind of subscription. No,
Freddie and Shady. Yeah. Good on you, Freddie and Shady. Hope you enjoyed those chocolates or whatever was going on.
I've got it written down. Oh my God, flowers. They have their own section in the documents for flowers, like for God's sake.
Do you remember Aaron Spelling had that wife, Candy Spelling, the mother of
Tory? Yeah.
Right. Now they had three rooms in their house devoted to gifts and wrapping.
Yeah, wrapping, yeah.
This is what it must be like.
Crazy, isn't it?
Except
I'm trying to find where I wrote down about
he earned his money in these people. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe they both put on fantasy shows. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, definitely a hierarchy. I mean,
you know what, friends are friends.
The Abel's farewell gift was two watches worth $14,954.
Yeah, that's nice.
And a $3,000 Barney's at New York.
Which I think was very, very perhaps rude of Cassius's wife there, Julia, to refer a few days ago to a rather traumatising experience. It was a $17,000 worth of trauma on the way out the door, it sounds like. With a bit of trauma around the world, hey? John and Julia, yeah, a nice new life somewhere else, pretend like nothing happened. And then the report came out.
Sorry? Yeah. Who are Gary and Kathy Clark?
Who are Gary and Kathy Clark? So Brian had a mate. There are a few mates back in the day when they were just young chaps getting around, being good blokes and stuff. And Gary's from back in those days. And so he got sent to Penrith, I think, originally. Bit of out west, you know what I mean? The way he got sent to maybe Darko got sent to Kiev, you know what I mean? So Gary got
Siberia.
Sent to basically Penrith. And then he was running London for a very long time. And then a couple of years ago, Brian said, look, you're out and, I don't know, go sort yourself out, get a mortgage or something, said Brian. So, yeah, they've been in London 30 years. They've done some hard yards and some easy yards.
as well. Some pretty good yarn.
Okay. So the Clarks were gifted. They were heavy in the gifting as well. So, but I mean, there's one here that, where are we? So there's payments here.
It's easy to get lost in there. Yeah.
Totaling $37,151. In, where's that, 2019.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice, right before the big exit. Okay. Mm. Well, 2020, Brian sort of said, look, we're going to swap you around. He said to Gary Clark, we're sending someone new to London, so you better move out of that house you got. Go get yourself a mortgage. And he said to Gary Clark, look, I'm going to make you like the new me. You're going to be like Global Gary. And then we can't find Glowick. Gary's been like missing. He just pops up in little portal. Oh, there he is in Phoenix. Oh, 6 months later, something. Don't know. So I don't know what he's done with his 37 grand, but I suppose he earned it in this world. I don't know. Like, Cara Lee only got like a $97 birthday lunch or something. And I was like, I'd be shattered. That's Brian's PA. And he's like half ghostwriter or something. $97?
Yeah. Well, Michael Murphy for his 60th, the cost was $150.86.
You know what I mean? I'd be wow.
Whereas wow. Gary Clark 60th, he got $4,300.
George got $16,500. They took a salary package off someone's job and gave it to George, called it fringe benefits, said happy birthday. John, and I think these boys need to fight it out. And I want to see that live streamed. Yeah. Why is Grant Thompson doing better than Phil Dooley? What?
Well, huh?
You're going to take Dooley. That, Phil Dooley?
Hmm? Yeah, he's not. Nah. He's, look.
Put up with that, Phil.
For Phil's 50th, he got a gift worth $2,335. But I guess, you know, now he's, you know, better gifts are coming, you know. Oh.
John Lennon's like Santa himself. but he also got, like, you've got to, this is a joy and problem with these documents is because in another doc, he got, him and Lucinda picked up 15 grand in 2018 just
cause.
I don't know, just as Phil and Lucinda, here's 15 grand. So do you know what I mean? Maybe what you lose on the honorariums you make up in the watches, who knows? It's it's a strange economy for hours first.
Well, can we talk about phones? Oh,
tell me.
So phone cases.
Yes, what'd you say?
So I know that you posted something about the phone cases, but then I found
Drop said there's a lot of phone cases.
Oh mate, on this, I'm in this doc three, and it's on page 138, and it talks about he got two new phone cases.
Brian.
Right. Totaling $1,735.13 for two phone cases.
Honestly, at the, like, down Borkham Hills where we all used to be, like up at Stockland Shopping Centre, there's a mobile phone thing. You know what I mean? Those people in outside Woolies, you go up there, $19.99, be all, maybe $40. I'll go $40. What would you pay?
Oh, look. You know, I have been sucked in at the Telstra shop when I've been doing it on a plan, and I've been sucked in to buy one of those $600 never die bloody G-Shock things, but you know, never more than a hungie on a phone case. But no, $1,735.
No, but this is where I get confused quite seriously, right? Like, I've been rich and I've been poor. Rich is better, but I've been poor for a little bit longer. But the thing, I don't understand the difference between a $200 case, a $1,000 case. Like, it just
exactly. It's just,
out there in the universe for me. What do you think?
Oh, like, I'm exactly the same. I mean, as long as it's got the functions that you need, what the hell?
Well, Kmart ugly brown ugly thing or something.
Get yourself a good shockproof case, especially if you are going to have a phone like Bobby's.
What do you have there?
Bobby's phone. Purchased in, where are we? 2020. Her phone was $4,778.
Come on now. That's ridiculous. Now, what is she, Elon Musk?
Now, I did do a little deep dive. And I Googled on phones that sell for $4,000 to $5,000. Now, there are two options that I can find that are possibilities. Now, the first one is that there's a Dior phone and that runs for about that $4,000, $5,000.
Oh, come on.
There is also an Apple Tesla phone.
Ooh.
And that goes for about $4,800.
So you've actually got to dig one up. Wow.
Yeah. Now, it was important. It did say important to note that the Apple Tesla phone has got the logo on it, but is no relation to the car maker. Kind of like Hillsong has no relation to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
But a bunch.
Probably got one for all the family. I was going to say, she's the Kris Jenner of this operation, but she's not. He's no Olympian.
Who needs a $5,000 phone?
Come on, seriously. Is she working for NASA? Like what? Maybe she is. Is it an Illuminati phone? Is that?
Yeah. Into travel, I found some stuff. Yeah. So private jets in 2018.
Yep.
From what I can see, there's about $46,000 worth of private jet hire. Well, B&B.
Both of them together? Do they have to sit on the same private jet? Why don't they get their own private jets?
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, yeah. What are we drawing lines here? Ew. Okay, sorry.
I'm sure there's two bathrooms each jet, that's fine.
It's war. Yeah, sorry.
It's rank. It's so rank.
I've run out of words, thank you, yes.
Yeah. I've got so many words, but you need to bleep them all out. So in 2018, on international travel, they spent $347,171.
That's a house. Do you know what I mean? It might not be a Sydney house, but it's a granny flat. I don't know. It's a unit. Okay. So, yep.
I can't see where I wrote it down. But then, so the following year, so that was 2018. 2019 bumped right up to about $640,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And then, yeah. And then in 2020, it dropped back, but it wasn't, like I said, that 2020 number to me certainly wasn't what it should have been considering the restrictions on travel at the time, you know?
Well, I mean, maybe I think that's where some of the private jets amped up a bit or something, I guess, under the excuse of, you know, I mean, we can't have somebody come down with COVID who matters more than someone else, I suppose. I don't know, but I don't understand the justification. And that's the thing about it. So it's not like, oh, they really enjoy the finer things in life or spend a lot of money on things. It's this just, where can we find more excess to roll around in? Like, please, yeah. Can we throw this money out the window faster? Like, it's just other people's money. So let's go. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, look, and you know, even the excess. It's offensive to people who have bugger all. You know
what?
It's so offensive to the people that are giving their money every week when it's their.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it's not spare cash, you know, like I know people who were giving, who were going without other stuff to put money in that bloody offering.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's, we all know that. It's so gross.
I kind of felt laughed at while, because if you read it and you read and you just keep scrolling, and it's like someone's having a joke.
Like, you couldn't make this up. No one will believe you. There's no
moderation. It's just.
And the thing is, like, I do feel a certain sense of, like, I mean, obviously relief now that it's all coming out, because, you know, when you know.
Yeah.
And you sort of feel like you're an idiot just jumping up and down trying to, I don't know, it's like you know there's a fire in the basement and no one believes you because the house isn't on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you stood there going, no, look down there, there's a fire, and no one looks until the house is up in flames, which it is now, you know. So there's that sort of sense of, like, you don't want it to go up in flames, but there's that sense of, oh, at least everyone now knows that I wasn't jumping up and down for nothing.
No, it's not at all. I mean, you can't argue with the numbers. And it is. It's like people are going, I can't smell anything. I don't know what you're talking about. You must be oversensitive.
Here's one thing that I found. So on page 85 of that intro summary 3, there is a dinner cost listing there. This is the kind of people that they are. So they spent $1,622.78 on dinner, and they tipped $8.18. Despicable.
Embarrassing. Where was this?
It's on page 85.
No, sorry, the restaurant.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, is it American? I'm so embarrassed.
Let me see if I can find it. Where
even if it's not, like, even in Australia, like, when you're swimming around in those oceans, you splash a bit to the right and the left. Like, what?
It's just, it's so wrecked. Like, I know that, like, in Australia, tipping isn't really our culture. However, it is becoming more of a thing, and particularly with people like Brian and Bobby, who are international jet setters, they are certainly not at odds with that culture. They know how to tip. And they know how to show gratuity. Like, it's gratuity. It's gratitude for service, you know, but they have no gratitude for service. And that's very evident in, I mean, what percentage is that? What percentage is $8 of $1,600, you know?
Oh, what's that? That's about
10% tip would have been $160, you know?
So it's what, 0.5% or something?
0.5%. And, you know, I mean, if you're spending that level, and that is so interesting, these points you're making, because they managed to tip Darren Kiddo 10,000 and George 16,500 and stuff, and they're tipping everyone else with flowers on the inside. So they're not, are they then gifts, or are they strategically placed items? Because when it comes to the general principle, you're saying, it's not happening outside of Hillsong Church. They're not spreading. Yeah, I mean, that's paying your bill, basically, isn't it? Tipping. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's how they treat the wait staff. Let's be clear about that.
Well, okay, here's another one. Page 95 of the same document. In 2020, for the three-year service gift for Jess Irwin, she was bought a coffee for $4.09.
Medium one, do you reckon?
That's a piccolo.
That's just small, flat
that's
white.
That's a one shot. Why bother? Like, latte.
Sometimes it's good to get in the report, Jess Irwin, and not be named in the report. So I guess that's a good thing.
There's a heap of money on here too that they're spending. you know, personal doctors, GPs, bills for Bobby and a back brace for Bobby for when she's typing, health memberships, you know, Soho House memberships and accommodation.
How much typing does she do for Brian? Because apparently the back brace is for when she's typing for Brian because they have no staff or something. Is that?
Yeah, and no volunteers that could do that. So
that is so beautiful. Really. Like they're just a happy couple in love. That's just,
You know, they're doing back-breaking work here.
Yeah, she needs a brace. She works so hard.
But, I mean, well, obviously, though, I mean, the issue here isn't a back brace. The issue is unconfessed sin, isn't it? That's the root of all pain and stress in your life. Isn't
exactly.
That? So why do they have all these doctor's bills and insurances and back braces and, you know, whatnot? I mean, aren't they just...
Not praying hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Not tithing enough is what we need to talk about. What? Yeah.
So also I found it really funny, some of the itemized costs for Bobby, aside from makeup, which is extortionate. And I wear makeup, so I know how much it costs and I know what it, and I get that, you know, big event, she's going to have her makeup done and whatever, but it's still just ridiculous. But the things that make me, that cracked me up, because I've got quite a sick sense of humour. I don't know if anyone will share it with me, but these gave me a little tickle. Yeah, Bobby requires eye drops. Because you know, I guess she's a stoner. I don't know. It's the only reason I use eye drops.
But she has got some red eyes occasionally. And I mean, what's you know, just what's interesting is, I mean, I can't think of anything worse than like all your tiniest purchases going online for everyone to see. However, the way they won't pay for anything themselves.
Well, that's right. If you don't want people to know that you need that stuff, buy it yourself.
Well, you know, do you spend anything out of that $389,000 salary a year that you take?
I mean, Hillsong even paid
Visine. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Hillsong even paid for her $27 for her mouth ulcer medicine.
Yeah, and we hope.
What?
Yeah, that's maybe because when you've got such a vicious tongue on you. Just cut your cheeks off.
Exactly. The hankies. I know you guys.
It's
spoke about
hygienic.
The hankies.
It's
well,
just not, yeah.
There's so much. Like there's multiple purchases of hankies, and they're listed as preaching accessories.
Preaching accessories. Is that because of the crying?
Well,
yeah,
it must have sweat bullets. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's, you remember the healing hankies back in the day? Were you around for that nonsense?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, the family story. That one, but we'll step that one aside for a while. Yeah, that could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so
could
I wonder anointed if it's cloths. Anointed hanky. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously it's got to be like a, you know, a Louis Vuitton or a
cup,
you know,
but they're not working, are they? I mean, well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they, yeah.
Maybe there's like special Winnie the Pooh ones or something, you know what I mean, like, and you can only get them. I don't know. See, the justification has to end, doesn't it? It's just...
Yeah, that's right. Colour photo album.
My mind.
There's multiple here. There's multiple photo books on here. So page 100, there's one here. Colour photo book for Bobby, $650.
Oh.
Another one on page 111. Colour photo album for Bobby, $777. Mm-hmm. Then there's another one further along. Where was that one? Here we go. Photo books for B&B, page 124, $3,164.45. So that's like nearly $5,000 on photo books. Like, have these? Because never heard of Vistaprint.
I mean, I was just thinking, remember when you used to get like 12 on the roll of film? That'd be like $11. But then, like, roll of film and you'd like spend the 20. Maybe you get two sets of prints for one. You have one of those vouchers.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
but yeah, $5,000. Like, seriously.
It's this attitude again, this like just no concept or care or
in the 1 year they spent $364.82 on three kettles. Do they understand that they're $5 each at Kmart?
Well, seriously though. Well, but I mean, you have to try. Like, sorry, how much?
$364.82. So one of those kettles was only $44, but the others were like $150, $160. Like,
it boils water.
You know, come it boils on, water. Guys. It boils they're five, water. $10 at Kmart. I just, it makes my head spin. But again, it comes back to that. That thing, that culture of excellence, that spirit of, you know, culture of honor. And, you know, we've got to have the best because, you know, we can't show any sort of sign of weakness. We have to be the best. We have to look the best so that because God is the best. And the thing is too, Tanya, like I'm going through this stuff and obviously, you know, this whistleblower or whoever has then published these documents and gone through it, and there's certain expenses that have been highlighted, obviously, as problematic. But there's so many things in there that are problematic and haven't been highlighted, you know, and maybe they've been highlighted in one section, and then in another section, this same expense has been maybe worded or categorized differently, and then it's not flagged as an issue. There's
been
just so much of that.
Like in terms of, you mean the highlighter that's on the documents?
Yeah, exactly. So like there's stuff like there's $689 spent on at Sheridan Sheets, because I looked it up. Sheridan SFO is Sheridan Factory Outlet. So now, as far as I'm aware, the church doesn't have any bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't need $700 worth sheets from Sheridan, do they?
No. Right.
I mean, maybe they're throw cushions. But you're
absolutely right. Like, at what, where, and when? Because it's not like these people are billeted somewhere and they have to bring their own sheets for camping. I'm sure the Ritz-Carlton in wherever they happen to be has linen. But in terms of the highlighted ones, I would imagine that the whistleblower has done that. As in, like, if you're racing through the documents, these are the most urgent things that need to be looked at. Whereas,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
Definitely most of everything on the pages should be highlighted.
I mean, everything there is there because it needs to be seen and, you know, it's all problematic, but yeah. Okay, so here's a funny one. Page 116, travel mugs for Brian Charles Houston.
Okay.
$267.81. I don't know how many travel mugs that man needs, but okay.
Well, where's it, like, where, this is the thing, like, again, like with the sheets, like, where is he going when no one will bring him a secure warm drink in room service or by the chauffeur or, do you know what I mean? Like, is she making soup and he can't get a, you know, take it with him? What? Travel
and
mug.
Is it, yeah.
Full mug.
I think the travel mugs have wine in them. The amount of, like, and you're going, I'm going through and you're just finding these sneaky little, again, they're not categorized, sort of, I guess, where they, I think they should be or whatever. But, you know, we went from no expenditure on wine in 2018, although they did spend $1,265 on drinks at a dinner, so I assume that that's not just Diet Coke.
No, is it Pepsi?
So in 2019 it went up to about $1,000 in wine spending. So
we've come a long way from total abstinence, haven't we?
Cowhides.
Huh?
Cowhides. They spent like $7,000 on cowhides.
So, like, every time you're pulling one of these random things out, I'm like, that wouldn't make for a bad episode title. The travel mug. The sheets.
I think it was really, really.
The hankies. The photo book.
I thought that last episode was really, it was a missed opportunity to call the ungrateful chat.
We just always say, you know, the $300 kettle, it's everywhere you look. So it's not like I mean, I don't know. I don't work in the most high-end corporations, but, you know, people I've spoken to have just gone, you don't even run a business like this in corporate. No way. There's no consideration for a budget. Steve Bing might have with his 600 million. Like, you know what I mean? Like, only a lotto winner on crack is spending like this. Just blah, 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 throw it over there. Blah. What? Even a crack addict. Do you know what I mean? Has a sense of purpose and consistency. This is rare.
I know you've had meetings or occasions with the security at Hillsong.
I've said a couple of words. They've said something.
Some words were said. So it's probably because of you that they spent $165,062 on security in 2018. I guess that's
incredible.
Expect that bill in the mail.
Well, you know, me and my boundary crossing. I mean, and I understand there's been some changes in the security team. The old boys are out, the new boys are in. What do they need security? Like, what do they need security for? Like, nobody wants to attack you. Like, really, no one's got the energy. They'd rather just. Sorry. Not that I'm.
From what I could tell, they had in 2018, they were dealing with Stark Corporation, which it got really confusing when I was trying to Google them because it kept coming up with Stark Industries. Yeah, Stark Corporation. And then in 2019, I don't know who was doing it. They spent about $126,000. Bobby had personal security in 2019, costing
$1,426.25. Why? Why? Like, what? Who knows? Like, what? Is she going to break a nail? Like, what?
And then in 2020, interestingly, they started dealing with the Haven Group, and that is a Christian security company, apparently. And they.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like, heaven. I mean, if you took the E out, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, their security did come down, I guess, in that 2020, but, you know, they weren't opening the doors. So, yeah, it's so crazy. And then there's just these random charges there that are, like, it just says blank or it's got nothing and it's, you know, 5,700 and, you know, just random amounts of money that are just... There was a random payment to Brian, page 144. There was a random payment to Brian. No explanation or anything. It was for $21,609.
Yeah, nice. Yep. Yeah. Nothing. I mean, that's nothing. It's a couple of lunches and some what? Sorry, yes.
Yeah. As well, I don't know, I think it was 2020, but there were charges here for B&B to go to Naples, Florence, Athens, Rome, New York, Bali. Now, okay, New York, okay. But the rest of them, there are no Hillsong campuses there. Why are they going to Naples, Florence, Athens, Rome, Bali on the purse strings of their congregants? You know, that can't be church-related business. Bali, you know, they spent $12,430 on their tickets. Now, last time I went to Bali, it cost me $99 each way plus baggage. So, you know, 12 grand, really? It's just, there is so much, like, you get to the point where, like, I got sick of writing stuff down and then it goes, like, at the beginning I'm looking through it and I'm getting, you know, outraged by these things. And then once you get 40 pages down, it's like I'm now looking at amounts that are popping up on my screen and it's like, oh, it's only four, it's only 30. You know, that's a lot of money that shocked me at the start. Yeah. But you get, like, desensitized to it the more you go down. And if it's not got a 100K number in front of it, it's like, oh, is that worth noting? Is that worth noting? And so all of this stuff.
Yes.
It is absolutely worth noting. It's just you get so desensitized when you're bloody wading through all this.
That's so interesting. I wonder how long it would take us to get desensitized and move on into first class, but not care that we told people And this is what I keep thinking about while I'm reading them, is that is those kind of manipulative tones where they preach and they preach, and Brian would preach and then he would raise his voice and he'd have that hope and he'd keep you going and he'd get you up there and then he'd stop and drop the voice.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're really intimately next to somebody who really, really knows what they're talking about. And then they say, give me some money, and you go, I will do what you say to do. And it's that stuff that goes through my head when I'm reading. Do you know what I mean? Because that's when people go, yeah, okay, I will. I believe you. I believe this is true. I've heard lies before. This is true. I'm going to actually put my money where my mouth is, give it to you. Have a good time at Nobu in Newport, Brian. Have another hanky.
I mean, bloody hell. You just actually tripped me out then. Your Brian impersonation.
That's just manipulation. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. You had the tone. You had the pause. The weighty, you know.
Some sick stuff, man. It's some sick, sick stuff. And he can, if I can do it, he can do it in his sleep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just the levels of wrong, of bad, of how could you, of unethical, of immoral, of amoral, of whatever you want to call it. Like you're saying, like I was there going there, oh, they only spent $9,000 on that flight. Wow, that was really great. What?
Yeah, right.
Oh, they only spent 23 that time, not $45,000. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, Bobby only spent $300 on her makeup. Oh well, I can see how.
Yeah, dude, yeah,
Far
cheap,
out.
Cheap lunch, that $600 one you had there. Yeah, must have just had a salad, I suppose.
Here's another. I've just found another private jet hire that I missed before. Oh, two. Hang on. Far out, man.
Yeah, don't blink. You can miss them.
30,000 Superior Transport Associates, so SCA, $151,807.81.
For
not
who?
Kidding.
And where did they? Can you see where they went on that one? I don't have them in front of me.
So it's page 149.
Who cares? Whatever. It's free money. It's
right down the bottom. Hang on. It just says travel and accommodation international.
Yeah. Whatever.
All of the other ones have the, you know, the name of who it's for and whatever. Not that one, obviously.
Okay. So, A, they could have had some respect for someone at some point. B, that money could have gone to where it was supposed to ostensibly go, to quote unquote helping people or into the community where it was supposed to go. But just the kind of levels of standard of living. What if they built a school with that $150,000? They could have not built a school. Look, you know what I mean? They could have run an after school workshop for a year there. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things you could do and still have a really good time, guys. You could have still not, you wouldn't have gone too hungry or cold.
Yeah, that was in 2019. That was when international travel was up around that 614,000.
Wow.
Yep. So that was 2019. 2020, obviously, like I said, they only got to travel a little bit in 2020, so they only spent $321,384.34. So, you know, bargain.
You know. There's loads more connected to this travel. There's honorariums to pick up, and there's backs to scratch and pat and clap and all that kind of thing. But it's, again, running out of words. It's obscene. And it's very it's very new money.
It's, yeah, nouveau riche.
Yeah, it's so trashy and gauche.
What? So there is a charge here. 2018. It's page 145 of intro summary 3. And it is an itemized expense for coffee for Bobby and the glam girls.
The hell? What is this? Is show tunes? What is that? Like, is it a... A drag
the glam
show?
Girls, like,
what's going on here? Like,
I didn't get an invite, but
well, because we're not glam, clearly.
I am a drag queen, though,
and that would seem none of it, and so am I.
Oh, look, there's so much. I think
exactly
which really, I don't know if I've just...
You know, you're not entrenched in the, either, you know, the recently left Hillsong or the...
For me, this is more about the wider problem. I mean, I think Hillsong is the first, you know, domino. And I think that once this one falls, the rest will, it's just a matter of time before the rest start going as well. And that to me is the best outcome, is that these, you know, religious institutions and, you know, not-for-profits are, you know, rigorously examined, and that new protections are put in place.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you know, these God-fearing people, they're not trustworthy enough to self-regulate.
It's like, it's like leaving a two-year-old in the kitchen and saying, don't need any cookies.
Or don't touch that sharp knife that I left on the floor. Like, it's, so I think that, you know, for me, I'm super interested. I've always felt like, even when I was involved with the church, I still, like, Hillsong, just something didn't quite sit right for me. And I couldn't put my finger on it, and I loved the music, so I didn't, you know, I just went, oh, whatever, you know. But, yeah, I just think that this is, it's just the beginning. Like you keep saying, you know, the best is yet to come out. And I think that I'm torn because, you know, I used to, for a while, I was one of those very angry atheists, and I just wanted to prove everyone wrong and tell everyone how wrong they were and why. And, you know, and now it's not about that. It's just about, like, I want the wolves to be held accountable, because I look at these churches and I think churches are full of really lovely, well-meaning, kind, generous, good people who want to do good and want to be good and want to be part of something good.
Yeah.
And to me, they're the sheep, you know. And sometimes there is another shepherd or a sheep leading the congregation, but most of the time, because of the way that it presents itself and the way that it can be interpreted, like for me with the, you know, we can mold you into this kind of thing and you're going to have a blessed, prosperous life and whatever. But there's a lot of, sorry, I've gotten off point, but there's so many wolves at the top, you know. And so it took me a long time to realize that there's wolves and there's sheep. I was a sheep, but I was never a wolf, you know, and I don't hate the sheep. I want to protect the sheep, you know, and the wolves are the ones that I want to slaughter.
They kill the sheep, don't they? I mean, it seems to have highlighted huge problems in at least Australian systems. The tax office didn't address it. The ACNC, the charity regulator people, or at least the registration people there, aren't strong enough to enforce their own legislation. And ASIC, the security commission, they haven't. So, you know, it's obviously massive systemic problems. But, you know, just because there's loopholes.
And I think that's a problem that needs to be taken on at that sort of, federal government level, where these loopholes can be closed up so that these wolves cannot profiteer, they cannot dodge taxes and run churches as businesses but still maintain not-for-profit and tax-free status, you know.
Because it seems to be so easy, so wildly exploited, this isn't a couple of late tax returns. This is just open slather. And
yeah, if on auditing, the governing bodies don't take issue with these itemized expenditure rap sheets, then we really need to look at that governing body, because this is super problematic. And if they don't do something about it, then what can we do? You know, we need a new body, governing body.
Or, either you tighten the fence, I guess, or if you don't have enough guards, or, man, we're all talking in parables now, but, you know, it seems Why were they allowed to swim around in these oceans for so long unsupervised? You know, I mean, like, you know, like you're saying, there were audits. So does that mean, from what I understand, they only show certain things to the auditor? Or I thought the auditors went right through a place. But if you're paying an auditor a lot of money, they don't want to lose the client. I don't know how that all works.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering too. Like, how do they categorize? Because a lot of these things that they've got listed here, you know, in one calendar year, they're listed as travel, you know, accommodation costs, and then, you know, but it might be welcome gifts or this, that, and the other. And then in the next year, they're all listed as gifts. And then one thing, 1 year is listed as a gift. And then the next year, the same type of payment is listed as a donation. Like, who decides what is what? And then, you know, when they're doing these audits, you know, how much detail does the auditor get to see? Does it just say, oh, we spent this much on gifts, or does it actually go through and say, oh, we spent this much on gifts, and one of them was, a you know, $14,000 in watches, and, you know, so, like, I don't know how far they go when they're looking at this stuff. So clearly not far enough, because it's been going on for way too long.
And yeah, we don't know necessarily. I mean, you can't argue against the American Express statements, but, you know, these spreadsheets, like you said, that you're looking through where they're claiming $8 for coffee and stuff, like, who knows what the rules are, to enter them. And, you know, the credit cards seem to be used by different people at different, you know, put it on your card, I'll put it on my card, or whatever, just cards for everyone, whatever. So, you know, who is actually responsible for the purchases made on them?
Well, there's that. I did read the agreement that they make people, the staff or whatever, cardholders.
The Arabic
sign.
Agreement? Have you seen the Arabic agreement? Yeah, sorry. I want to know what the Arabic agreement is, right? I've just got to bring attention to the Arabic agreement. It was on the senior pastor's report. I've listed it on Leaving Hillsong as a senior pastor's report. In the year 2000, it says Arabic agreement has been finalized. Doesn't say what the Arabic agreement is. Could mean anything. Could mean Saddam Hussein. All right, sorry, that's all. Could be the Arabic agreement. Where were we? Sorry.
Okay, I'm just writing that down so I can have a look. All right.
Sorry, we're all like massively undiagnosed ADHD as well. So we're having a conversation. It's a
universe. I don't know where to stop, because, like, you know, we've talked about so much, but we haven't talked about anything.
Anything,
you know,
at all?
What I mean?
Nothing. Like, we've given a couple of examples. Really?
It's crazy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No, you're awesome. What else do you want to cover before we say goodbye? Is there anything?
No. I'm just looking at my notes. I think.
SJ, don't go cross-eyed from this. Thank you so much for doing that detail. because it's tiny print and I can't see all. I'm like, huh? What's that? I can't see.
Got it on my laptop. It's zoomed right in because, even with my glasses, it's hard to see. And, but, you know, I don't enjoy that there is this much, you know, here, but I do enjoy going down these kind of rabbit holes, and keeps me out of trouble.
For people like us who, you know, had to rely on opinions and other people's truth and stuff like that, there's nothing more reassuring than black and white facts. Or
exactly, and it's just that affirming of, like, you weren't, like, you knew all those years ago, and look how bad it is, and you know, not to sound stupid, but you were right, damn it, you know, like, a little bit of that, and now this, everyone else is gonna finally, I don't expect anybody to come knocking on my door and say, oh, my God, you told me this 10 years ago. But, like, it's,
It's almost like you don't need to argue with anybody now, because it's like, well, there you go.
There it is.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my breath. Just, I'll send you the link. Here it is.
Yeah.
Go for it. Knock yourself out.
Not really open to interpretation. They've made sure of that.
Just grateful that it's all happening, it's all coming out, and grateful to you, Tanya, for, you know, giving us another platform to discover this information and like-minded people to hash it out with. Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out, and we'll talk soon, yeah?
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks, okay. Heaps.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you to SJ. Thank you to you guys for sticking around, and most of all, thank you to Shady for being honest about yourself, like just being shady, like, hi, I'm Shady. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much, everybody, for sticking around for Leaving Hillsong. Hope you had a good time. Hope you had a bit of a laugh. I know I did. SJ does stand up, and, when we stopped pressing record, man, did the laughs come out then. Wow. Wow. So wonderful to have yet another perspective and a fresh set of eyes on this stuff. We might be a little bit biased around here, you never know. And so I guess the time has come to say goodbye to all our family, L-E-A-V-I-N-G. Thank you so much for your support, for your messages, for your feedback. It really, really does keep me going and help with everything that needs to get done. Please share it with somebody who you think might need a bit of a smile. Like it, subscribe it, head on over to YouTube. Your mother's on YouTube now trying to make a bit of a video. So come along and share that little bit of awkward, why don't you? Subscribe to us, share it around. And up that kindness. I do hold a bunch of concerns for how people are going to process this level of expenditure. And then there's a lot more serious consequences to face for some people, which is going to be quite important. And I think as long as we keep on being kind to each other, then at least we know we can sleep at night. And you know the only way you can do that is if you keep being kind to yourself. Keep treating yourself as if you're as important as those people around you that you keep being kind to. Because you're going to need to be strong while we keep supporting people to keep leaving Hillsong. And then we can talk soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.